Welcome to episode 6 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on March 6, 2009. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. This is our second flashlight episode. For those of you who are new to listening to us, or maybe just need a little reminder, a flashlight episode is shorter than other episodes, but we think you'll find them just as illuminating. The poem, Daylight Savings Time, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the poem, consider the following. What would you do with an extra hour in your day? Daylight Savings Time by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. At school today, my teacher was talking about something peculiar. She said our days will be growing longer, but I think someone's trying to fool her. She went on to explain this weekend we're moving 1 hour ahead. How is this even possible? Did she fall and hit her head? Turns out she did not. In fact, this is how it goes. The winter chill is fading to bring flowers to tease our nose. Spring forward is the catchphrase that my teacher is a-chanting. Longer and warmer days will help the farmers with their planting. We move our clocks at 2 a.m. this year. It's Sunday, March the 8th. This is way past my bedtime. How will I ever stay awake? My teacher told us it's not always this specific date. The second Sunday in March is when it happens, and it's never late. I'm not convinced this is the best idea that I've ever heard. I really need to think about all the discussion that has occurred. When I arrive to my house, my mom will be there. She is so very wise. I am sure she'll be aware. I will try not to worry her about adding this whole hour. She has enough to think about. Maybe I should pick her a flower. As I predicted, my mom was waiting to ask me about my day. I could not even hold it in. I told her about my dismay. Can I stay up to 2 a.m. to see our hours grow? My thoughts were coming out way too fast, with no real flow. My mom seemed to be chuckling, not looking worried at all. She told me my teacher was correct and that her tale wasn't all. We are gaining the hour back, she said, which helped me to remember that we all went back an hour in the chilly month of November. My mom said we can turn the clocks ahead before bedtime altogether. That way we can sleep all night and not feel the 2 a.m. pressure. She continued on to settle my fears, explaining that it would be lighter later, which means walks after dinner and playing outside with my tow truck Mater. All right, I'm convinced. I have heard all I need to hear. Jumping ahead 1 hour in our day is nothing at all to fear. On this subject, I just have one last thing to say. Let's get outside and play these longer days away! We hope you enjoyed this flashlight episode. Feel free to visit our blog site at www.nightlightstories.blogspot.com. You can leave a comment on the blog or email us at nightlightstories@gmail.com. We would love to hear how you would use an extra hour in your day. Also, here are some ways you can make it easier to receive updates when there is a new episode or blog entry. You can subscribe free at iTunes. You can sign up at Nightlight Stories Group on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Nightlight08. This episode and any past or future episodes is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license, which means that you have permission to share these stories, but don't sell or alter them in any way. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.